Hello, I'm Sam, and welcome to 4 Minutes 2, the 4-Minute Geek Pop Culture Podcast, here every week to update you on all things geek. On today's episode, geek news from the last week you should definitely know about, and a breakdown of the biggest geek media coming this week. Got it? Good. Let's get to it. Here's the weekly recap. Sean Gunn, brother of James Gunn, is set to portray Maxwell Lord in the rebooted DC Universe. Maxwell Lord, evil businessman and adversary of Wonder Woman, will be referenced in the background of James Gunn's Superman legacy. While Sean's physical cameo is uncertain, he is confirmed to appear in future DCU installments. I'm not wowed by this, but I'm also not surprised. Godzilla Minus One has become North America's highest-grossing live-action Japanese film in U.S. box office history, with $14.36 million. Its colossal opening weekend surpassed all foreign films this year. To meet demand, Toho has expanded screenings to 2,500 locations. Fear that atomic lizard. Peacock's Twisted Metal series, based on the PlayStation game, earned decent reviews and a 2023 Game Awards nomination for Best Adaptation, losing to HBO's The Last of Us. During the Game Awards, Anthony Mackie announced it's renewed for a second season. Well, I guess I have to check out season one. And Arkane Studios revealed that it's developing a new Marvel game featuring Blade at the 2023 Game Awards. The teaser for Marvel's Blade portrays Eric Brooks, the Daywalker, in a mature, single-player, third-person game set in Paris, exploring his struggle between humanity and vampiric power. Between this, the new comic book run, and Marshall Ali's positive feedback about the recent changes to the live-action Blade movie, Blade fans are eating good. Let's take a break. Welcome back to the second half. Here's stuff to look out for, a list of media coming soon that you should check out. The first season of the live-action series Yu Yu Hakusho, based on the 30-year-old manga, drops on Netflix Thursday, December 14th. An interesting animated apocalyptic comedy-drama miniseries called Carol and the End of the World is coming to Netflix December 15th. And Wonka, the Willy Wonka prequel starring Timothy Chalamet, is in theaters Friday, December 15th. Lastly, this week's new comic series to check out, Boom Studios' Under Heist No. 1. David, grappling with gambling addiction, seeks redemption. This is a hard-boiled heist series with supernatural horror, delving into desperate measures for atonement. Vault Comics' Beyond Real No. 1. Artist June realizes everything is a computer simulation while recovering from a car accident. She embarks on a perilous journey through metaphysical layers to confront the creator and save her comatose boyfriend. Omnipress, Invasive No. 1. Dr. Carol Reynolds' daughter, Heather, becomes a victim of gruesome experiments, leading the doctor to uncover rogue surgeons pushing ethical and supernatural boundaries and an underground hospital. And Dark Horse Comics' Masterpiece No. 1. Teenage prodigy Emma learns she's the daughter of legendary criminals. Blackmailed by a billionaire, she assembles a crew for an epic heist, embracing her legacy. And that's everything. Please follow us on all social media things, linktree in the episode description, like and review this podcast, and share this with some geeks you know. We're trying to grow the fan base. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time. 1.